Good morning. Full studio right now. Brought phone guy Eddie in as well. You're fasting, bro. How Ramadan Kareem, man.
Thank you, sir.
We've got clinical dietitian Leila Smiley from Shamma Clinic in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, so I connected with you a couple of days ago. You're giving me my personal advice on what I should be consuming and what I should be eating just to drop a couple of kilos. You're very, very smart.
Thank you.
And then I was talking about, like, just Ramadan and breaking fast. We were doing this off the radio, and I said, you know what? Get out, come over to the studios and talk to us about it. The sort of like, not the do's and don'ts, but the best things we should be doing once we're breaking fast and what we should be putting in our body to, I guess, help if you're fasting like the likes of Eddie to get through the day, maybe a little bit easier, but also what's good for our body, our organs internally. Because
like making sure all the nutrients are still there at the
end
of the day.
Yeah, see, everybody has a wrong idea, I think, about Ramadan. I think Ramadan should be the month of fasting, not feasting.
Okay.
It should be very simple. We should be trying to get as many nutrient-dense foods as possible. And a lot of people do the biggest mistake of missing suhoor, which is the most important meal of the day.
Mm-hmm.
So the first thing is don't miss suhoor.
Do you miss suhoor, Eddie?
I miss it like a couple of times.
Okay.
Yeah.
So no, you should not miss suhoor, and suhoor should be filled with protein and fiber. So you should be having like protein-rich foods like lean meats, your dairy, like eggs, legumes, and mm-hmm. fiber-rich foods like whole grains, oats. And get hydrated, maybe like a fruit with it.
Why is that? Why do you want to have the proteins and the legumes and all that? Does it do something to the body?
Well, yeah, it's slower digestion, so you'll be full for a longer period of time. Now,
okay.
You will get hungry, I mean, during the day, but it'll be like later on through the day.
Yeah.
Okay.
And a lot of people leave their water intake or fluid intake for suhoor, all of it, and that's also wrong. I mean, you should drink water for suhoor, but you shouldn't like jug like 2 liters, because that will have your body excrete excess fluids, which will make you thirsty throughout the day. So you should get your fluids throughout the non-fasting hours and suhoor. So you should split it. And that's one of the main things, is to stay hydrated during Ramadan, because a lot of people feel like it's not enough hours and they don't want to rush to the washrooms and, you know, so they don't have enough fluids. And when we say fluids, it doesn't mean just water. So you can get your fluids from like water-rich fruits, vegetables, like herbal teas. I mean, avoid sugary drinks, obviously.
Sure.
What I
see that happens throughout Ramadan is a lot, as you said, the feasting. It's sort of the fast happens, and then when it hits with iftar, it's like, it is boom. It is all put into the stomach. We're filled up. Then obviously, I think, Eddie, you're nodding. You do this sometimes.
Not all the time.
Not all the time, but sometimes, and I understand it. But, like, that is not the way that you want to do it, because you're going to end up getting hungry, but also for the body internally, it's not good.
No, what you want to do is maybe have 2 to 3 dates to break your fast mm-hmm. with a little bit of water, and then you should have a warm cup of soup.
Oh.
And then your plate should be very simple. It should be half vegetables, which can be a salad or any vegetable that you want,
mm-hmm.
and then quarter protein, which is lean meats, and then quarter grains or like whole wheat grains. And you should avoid, you know, like overfilling yourself, because that's just going to cause indigestion and you're going to get discomfort after.
So how about like having tea and coffee? Is that like...
Yeah, I mean, you can have tea and coffee, but you got to make sure that you're not having too much, because coffee is a diuretic and it's going to, you know, decrease your fluids after. So it's going to make you thirsty. So you want to limit your coffee to 2 cups a day, I would say, in Ramadan to stay hydrated. And then I always tell everybody to... If you can't have a lot at one time, it's better to split your futur your iftar into 2 meals.
Okay.
Rather than having a huge meal, because what happens is when you have a huge meal, your sugar tends to go right up, and then your body produces more insulin and makes it, you know, shoot back down, and then makes you hungry again. And then as far as dessert,
so pace yourself is the
big
thing.
Yes, pace yourself, and then
what's the worst thing we could eat? Like, what are the types of foods that we should not consume? Is there any
fried foods?
What do you mean?
Creamy.
That's the best food. What are you talking about?
Make it a treat. I tell everybody, you know, keep it for the weekends. Keep it for going out, like when you're invited. Have it, you know, like once or twice a week, and then keep your rest of the week, you know, pretty on much on schedule, and you'll be fine.
Okay.
Because it's a good time to take advantage if you're trying to lose some weight or even maintain. I mean, because the non-fasting hours are so little, like it's you don't have quite a, you know, much time.
Yeah.
So if you can just control those, the other, you know, half
we'll
of
follow.
Half of the day is controlled.
It's Layla Smiley. She's the clinical dietitian at Shamma Clinic. If you've got any questions, feel free to get them through right now. 4008 or use the free Virgin Radio app, or you could call us 04-423-1000. Any more for you, Eddie? Or
One more question. How much sugar is too much? Because, like, for me, I tend, like, during iftar, I tend to, like, have a lot of dates. And then we have, like, you know, we cook, like, a lot of pastries. Some of them are, like, sugary pastries, like the gaimat and all the stuff.
And it looks so good too.
We've got a question here as well from Latifa saying, dessert. She at dessert. Yeah. What can we do for dessert? Are we allowed to have the desserts? Is it okay to eat?
I mean, it's okay to have it in moderation. As I said, don't have it every day. So I would suggest that you have fruits and yogurt, you know, for your everyday treat with
fruits
a little bit of
yogurt.
Honey. I know it doesn't, but it's okay. A small piece of dessert, I mean, after a long fast, if you're good at iftar, is okay. But you have to watch your sugar intake because it all adds up at the end.
All right. Hang out with us